The 19th day of Beshans, the commemoration of the passing of Abba Isaac, the priest of El Kalali. On this day, the church commemorates Abba Isaac, the priest of El Kalali, which means the cells in which monks live. Abba Isaac was born in a small Egyptian village to poor but devout Christian parents. As Isaac grew up, he became fond of the monks who came to the village to sell their wares. When he was old enough, he followed them back to the monastic wilderness where they lived and served them with love and obedience. Soon he became a monk, devoting his life to the worship of the Lord. Abba Isaac excelled in asceticism, eating very sparingly and allowing himself only one garment of clothes. Only when he wore it to rags would he get another garment. Someone asked him why he did this, and he replied, he had only one garment of clothes before he became a monk. Isaac was so intense in his worship that he frequently wept during his prayers. He even mixed the ashes from the censer into his bread before eating it. The elder monks decided that Isaac was worthy of being ordained a priest, but Isaac was so humble that he felt himself unworthy and ran away to hide in a field. The other monks went looking for him, and their donkey led them to where Isaac was hiding. He then realized it was the will of God that he become a priest. Even as he became a spiritual guide for younger monks, Isaac continued to serve the elder monks with love and obedience until he too became old and passed peacefully away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The Martyrdom of Saint Isidore. Today we commemorate the martyrdom of Saint Isidore, who died for the name of Jesus Christ when he was only 12 years old. Isidore was born in Antioch, Syria, the son of Bandaleon, a nobleman in the 3rd century AD Roman Empire under the hated Emperor Diocletian. Isidore's mother was named Sophia, and his sister's name was Ophemia. They were a Christian family, and when Diocletian began his persecution of Christians, Bandaleon secretly moved his family to a mountain where they lived with a holy man named Abba Samuel. But the Emperor Diocletian found out and had the family located and brought before him. He tried to persuade Bandaleon to renounce his faith in Jesus Christ, at first offering him riches and power. But Bandaleon refused, and Diocletian resorted to threats, and finally had Bandaleon beheaded. The vicious emperor turned his attention to the rest of Bandaleon's family. 12-year-old Isidore had just seen his father brutally killed, yet he knew his father's death was a glorious one that would be rewarded in heaven, and he resolved that he too would die before turning away from his faith in Jesus. Diocletian, in his cruelty, ordered the boy to be tortured until he renounced the Christian faith, but Isidore was steadfast in his belief. The emperor ordered that Isidore's mother and sister be with him during his tortures, thinking that they would convince each other to renounce Christianity in order to save themselves. Instead, Sophia and Ophema continued to comfort Isidore in his pain, constantly reassuring him of their love and the love of Jesus for him. Enraged, Diocletian ordered that the entire family be beheaded. Thus did Isidore, his father Bandaleon, his mother Sophia, and sister Ophemia become reunited in heaven, receiving the crowns of martyrdom and living forever in the peace and love of Jesus Christ. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.